The Senate Public Safety Committee heard from the Orange County Republican Tuesday as he championed his SB 1015, which would make it a felony for minors to exploit, coerce, or harass another minor online.
Law enforcement and researchers both agree this one of the fastest growing forms of cybercrimes targeting our children. These predators specifically target the most vulnerable children, often through struggling with their mental health, depression, or isolation. The pattern they use to harm our children is consistent. First, they befriend the child online. Then they isolate them. Then they coerce them into producing explicit images, self-harm content, or other compromising material. And once they have that material, they weaponize it. What makes it especially dangerous is what comes next. Victims are not just exploited, they are turned into tools.
Strickland says adults and other minors recruit and groom children online to carry out acts of self-harm or exploit them for money. Strickland said older minors are willing participants in networks that seek to exploit and hurt younger minors. He said his bill would close a critical loophole in the law.
Increasingly, minors themselves are voluntary members of these predatory online networks. At a certain point, when the conduct rises to the extreme levels of coercion and harm, the minors engaged in this damaging conduct need to be held accountable. SB 1015 creates a very focused tool to charge these minors with misdemeanor or felony.
Orange County Sheriff Don Barnes is a sponsor of SB 1015. He described how these decentralized online grooming networks operate.
They groom victims, pressure them into sharing explicit content, and then blackmail them for more images, money, or even to perform dangerous acts to themselves and the public. The psychological harm is severe. In some cases, victims have been driven to self-harm or suicide. This problem is growing rapidly. In 2024, the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children's Cyber Tip Line received more than 1,300 reports connected to groups like 764, a more than 200% increase from 2023.
SB 1027 is another bill from Senator Strickland aimed at cracking down on human trafficking and prostitution. The bill would create a California Street Prostitution and Issues Task Force. The multi-agency task force would be empowered to examine data, review enforcement challenges, and make recommendations. The measure requires the task force to issue a public report with findings and policy recommendations to the California Attorney General and the California State Legislature by January 1st, 2028. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.